You're listening to the Cody the Weather Guy podcast. Here's Cody Wilson.
Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the latest episode of the Cody the Weather Guy podcast. Our presenting sponsor is Aloe Fiber. We're also sponsored by Lemons Heating and Cooling here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. If you guys give me just a minute, you know the drill. I need to pay some bills. Aloe Fiber offers 100% fiber optic connections with home, internet, TV, and phone service options. Don't wait to experience faster, more reliable service. It is the best in the business. Trust me, I know these things. You can visit them at alofiber.com to get started right now. You can visit them at 808 9th Street in Greeley, or you can call 970-503-5055. Do it right now. You're also sponsored by Lemons Heating and Cooling. Jerry Lemons and the wonderful folks at Lemons Heating and Cooling, from helping you figure out why your energy bill is through the roof to installing an entire HVAC system on a new construction property. Trust that you are in the best of hands when you work with us. LemonsHeatingandCooling.com for more information. Thank you guys for sponsoring the Cody the Weather Guy podcast. I'm meteorologist Cody Wilson with Denver and Front Range Weather. It is Monday, February 9th, 2026, and we are going to be experiencing a shift in the weather pattern for the next couple of weeks. And what it means in simple, plain terms is it's going to continue to be blowy off and on and very warm today ahead of a cold front. So for those of you that are susceptible to barometric pressure changes and fluctuations, you're going to want to continue those precautions. Make sure you refill medications if you need them, drink plenty of water, stay hydrated, you know, mix a little Celtic salt in so that you can get those electrolytes and help your body absorb rather than just go right through you, which is what it does to me. So it's okay to ask for a little help from your friends and not just chug water, because for me, it doesn't do me any good just to chug water because I pee it right back out and into the toilet where it does me no good. Any hoodles, we're going to experience the potential for some significant mountain snowfall. This has been a long time coming. I think we're going to get a good dose of that late Tuesday night, Wednesday, and into the day on Thursday, and then the potential for more significant snow to occur next week. What does that mean for us east of the Continental Divide? Oh my God, that's a great question. I'm so glad you asked. If I made a living trying to make everybody happy, I probably would have quit that job a long time ago because here's the problem. I think this weather pattern is going to favor the mountains, certainly, but as far as precipitation chances here along the Front Range, the I-25 corridor, the Eastern Plains, it's going to be scattered hit or miss, mainly between the Wednesday and Friday time frame. We're not talking about continuous precipitation. We're not talking about significant snowfall down here. We're talking about scattered hit and miss rain showers here and there, maybe mixing with snowfall each morning, depending on how cold temperatures get. And that's about it. But it is favoring the mountains. We're going to add to the snowpack, which is abysmal right now. We are going to make up some ground. That is the great news. Another piece of energy will impact southern portions of Colorado going through the weekend. I'm going to have to watch this one closely. This could have some implications on accumulation potential for far southern portions of Colorado and New Mexico. So stay tuned for updates on that. Again, that's going over the weekend. And then next week, strong zonal flow will aim a fire hose, if you will, at the mountains. And so significant snowfall is expected next week if the model trends hold for the mountains along and west of the Continental Divide, including the western slope. I'm going to have to watch temperatures on the western slope very carefully to see if it is rain or snow or a mix of the two. But some great news coming for the mountains. For those of us along the Continental Divide points to the east, you know what I'm going to tell you. It's zonal flow. So that means winds are coming west off the mountains, and that is a downsloping wind. So unless we see a significant change in the storm track, it looks like next week is just going to be blowy and dry while the mountains are just getting absolutely clobbered. So at least some of you are going to win out of this weather pattern change. Like I said, this is not etched in stone yet. The storm track could change, and if it does, I'll let you know. So I'm also taking a trip across the pond today. My trip in Europe starts today. I'm on my way to Geneva, Switzerland, be spending 5 days skiing at Zermatt and 5 days at Chamonix. And then we will conclude the end of our trip in Milan, perhaps getting a taste of the Olympics before we fly back home here in about a week and a half. So I'll keep you guys updated like I always do. Updates will follow as normal. They may not be as frequent, but nonetheless, you'll still get my updates from me. And I'm also going to catalog my journey. Many of you have asked me for pictures and to keep you updated on our journeys and adventures. So I'm going to do that as well. So you guys be safe this week. Be safe next week. Stay healthy. Take care of each other. Don't be dum-dums. And I, of course, will keep you updated so there's no surprises. Okay, great. Thanks. Bye. Boop.